it's a very complicated issue, but overall, if you are Native American and you were an enrolled member with the tribe, for example, I'm a member of the Ute Mountain Ute Tribe from southwestern Colorado in Toyoak, South Cortez. We have a small Indian health clinic there. So preventative services, even dental, you can go to the local clinic. If you need any major emergency services, the closest Indian Health Service hospital for us is actually in Shiprock, New Mexico. There is a Denver Indian Health and Family Services Center that receives funding from the Indian Health Service. They're able to see patients. They do an amazing job with the small clinic and the amount of numbers that they see, the amount of growing numbers moving into the Denver area.
And the Indian Health Service program is federally funded and run, and that's because of treaties signed years ago.
Absolutely. You know, the Indian Health Care Improvement Act was created and established in 1976. Before that, it was the Snyder Act in the 1920s. And because of those two acts, and health care is a treaty obligation. It's a fiduciary responsibility by the federal government. Health care, education, and public safety are fiduciary responsibilities signed away by or provided to tribes through those treaties and obligations. A lot of people think that treaties are something of the past and they're something in history books and what you see in museums, but actually that's what is the foundation for a lot of this first agreements that were coming into play in the creation of Colorado and other states. That's what, you know, what the Ute signed half of the state away, and other tribes were forcibly removed out, and signing these treaties, that was one of those obligations that were provided to tribes.
And so how then does Obamacare kind of, I mean, my understanding is that IHS is sort of folded into it now in a way?
Yes. Now, and what Colorado is looking at doing is even going beyond that by creating a health exchange, including the tribes and tribal members, by providing a unique portion of the health exchange specifically for tribal members of tribal nations. And it'll be a designated site for those individuals to look at receiving health care. Now, granted, tribal members don't have to take it. They can continue to have Indian Health Service health care like they have for years and years, or they have this other option.
Thanks for talking with us, Ernest.
Oh, at least I really appreciate it.